In terms of some of the alien discussion that's unfolding on Reddit and elsewhere, Fulcrum is just not all that focused on that topic because, for one thing, it's rife with scams and manipulation and sleaziness. It's like by far the sleaziest and most cultish wing of the truth community. And some of these guys make literally millions of dollars. Some of these alien experts pull in millions of dollars. They have these like huge events where they read their books and stuff and meet with their fans. And the tickets cost like $50 or $100 a pop. And they get, million-dollar deals with networks like Gaia TV and History Channel. And yet what they're pulling on is such an unconvincing series of unfortunate events, really. You got Dr. Stephen Greer with that sad little alien fetus ragdoll thing, whatever it is, that he trots out and shows people as evidence of aliens. If that little ragdoll were a real gray fetus, he'd have a knock on the door so fast from some X-Files types. You know what I mean? Like the use of national security letters, NSLs, is a investigative journalists, 100% they actually use these. NSLs are basically like they can take away all your rights and gag you and even indefinitely detain you if necessary as per the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, nasty little provision that was stuck in there about a decade ago. They can detain you for any reason if it involves national security. So basically, Dr. Stephen Greer would not be allowed to trot this rotting alien fetus around the world and do everybody's podcast. It would be taken from him, and he'd probably be at, some military base being interrogated until the end of his days. So that whole thread, in my opinion, is bullshit. And he's one of the strongest people, aside from Bob Lazar, right? Bob Lazar claimed in the early 90s that he was an engineer who was hired by the U.S. government to hired by the U.S. government to reverse engineer a saucer that had crashed. Now, Bob Lazar seems 100 times more credible than Dr. Stephen Greer, right? He doesn't have an alien fetus that he takes around everywhere and shows to anybody who asks, adult show and tell. He doesn't have that going for him. Instead, he's like a really intellectual seeming guy, and he's given some fairly coherent interviews, TV interviews and stuff. And he has a real background in engineering and seems like exactly the sort of person that if the government did want to reverse engineer some crazy alien technology, it seems like he'd be the kind of person they would hire and then ship out to the desert to secretly work on stuff. So similar to Stephen Greer, the issue with Bob Lazar is why do they let him give this information? Why do they let him for the last 20 years do any TV show that asks and explain his experiences there reverse engineering this thing? Why would they allow that if they want to keep it secret? He would be the victim of a car accident or a rare form of cancer or whatever. Or again, they would just use the NDAA and detain him until he agrees to shut the fuck up. They 100% have that ability. So that's the main credibility problem with Lazar. Other than that, from like an aesthetics point of view, I do find him highly credible. I find the guy to be quite credible. But then we have what Elon Musk has talked about, which is why are none of the sightings ever apparently recorded in high def video? Why is it always fuzzy? Why is it always out of focus? Or they barely get it in the frame? It just seems so suspect that everybody has, an HD camera in their pocket in the form of a smartphone. And so what may account for that is if these are actually quantum encounters rather than physical beings. So this is an idea that the late Terence McKenna had advanced a little bit. And he believed that these UFO sightings and even alien abductions were possibly the modern day interaction with the quantum subconscious. So to go a little bit deeper in this, Terence McKenna believed in something called he called it a morphogenetic field. And so it's kind of like the notion of the matrix. It's like reality is intelligent. and is responding to you. It's not some static thing you're walking through. Instead, it's almost like a computer game or a computer level that's actively responding to your actions and to your beliefs. And so he advanced the idea that these UFO sightings and encounters with aliens and stuff and abductions were the modern day version of what people in the Middle Ages experienced. It's like sightings of fairies and leprechauns and even dragons and stuff. You know, all these like, all these kind of legends and fantasy beings were, in McKenna's view, possibly just the subconscious trying to interact with humanity. So we're almost like players in a game, and the game is trying to interact with us directly. It's trying to give us a message. And it can only do that for whatever reason by stepping outside of our comfort zone and appearing as something almost unbelievable. Okay? So if that's the case, if this is the modern day version of a little red devil talking to you, or a fairy godmother or something like that, or a leprechaun, or a genie, you know, a genie coming out of a lamp and granting your every wish. If the UFO encounter is that modern equivalent, then this would explain why there are no good photos of it yet, no good video, is that it's a personal interaction between you and quantum reality. And so for whatever reason, it does its best to evade detection by others, to keep it from being proven, because that would impact somebody else's free will, basically. Right? It impacts somebody's belief system at a minimum. So instead, it remains something where you personally know that what you saw was interesting, but any photo evidence you have is always going to be on the weak side, because what you encountered again is some kind of subconscious apparition. Not to say that it's not real from your perspective, right? Not that you're imagining it, simply that it's operating outside of physical walls. It is appearing almost as like a genie coming out of a lamp. Which is totally possible in the quantum view of reality. So, and this also explains why these UFOs can make these turns at high G forces, right? These sudden 90 degree turns and stuff, which would rip any biological being apart. Right? If there's a little alien pilot inside of that saucer and it reverses direction with no transition before switching direction, just the sheer G-forces would absolutely shred that little alien body. That scrawny little thing with the big eyes and the long hands and stuff. It would just be, you know, whacked against the wall of the UFO at fast speed by the G-force acceleration, you know? So no amount of cushioning, no amount of high-tech cushioning would really prevent that physical damage to anything biological. So unless they're just totally automated, you know, probes or something with no pilot inside, then it's likely that these things can do ridiculous maneuvers because they're not coming from a physical universe. They're basically apparitions, basically visions, but very real vision to the person who experiences it. It's not that they're imagining it. It's just that, again, it might be a quantum encounter. So whatever it is, it seems like the government has been talking about it more over the last 2 years. And the weird QAnon wing of like neo-Christian fake truthers just dismissing all this stuff as, oh, it's end times demons. Oh, okay, if that makes you feel superior to the rest of us, you're just going to close your laptop, you're not curious in this topic. Oh, it's just end times demons. Thank you anyways. No thanks. Just close your laptop. Okay. But the rest of us are going to talk about this and talk about it in a somewhat rational way, because dismissing anything is just demons. No, if it's some kind of quantum subconscious choosing to come into contact with millions of people for whatever reason and increasingly occurring more often, if that's what's happening, that's fascinating. And if it actually is another species of intelligent creature, a humanoid species from another star system that has sought us out for whatever reason, if that's what it is, that's even more fascinating. And I don't want to see it dismissed as, oh, it's just demons. No, it seems like there's a much broader worldview to be developed here. So those are my thoughts on that one.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. Fulcrumnews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.